It was no surprise John Cranley and Roxanne Qualls were the top vote-getters in yesterday's Cincinnati mayoral primary. But there were some surprises. WVXU's political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about the outcome. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So the surprising part was how the numbers shook out. Cranley getting about 18% more votes than Qualls. How do you account for that, and what meaning might it have for the fall matchup between Qualls and Cranley?
Well, I think it means that obviously John Cranley ran a pretty good primary campaign. It was a very negative campaign in terms of attacks on Qualls over the streetcar issue, over the parking lease agreement, and other issues that seemed to be fairly unpopular and seemed to be hanging around Roxanne Qualls' neck. And I think, you know, he used them pretty effectively.
So what do you think this is going to mean? Does finishing first in the primary guarantee?
No, it does not mean, it does not guarantee that you're going to win the November election. I mean, we've had three of these so far since we adopted direct election of the mayor in 2001. And twice, once in 2001, when Curtis Fuller beat Charlie Lucan in the primary and Charlie Lucan won the general election. And then in 2005, when David Pepper had a slim lead over Mark Mallory and then lost the general election. So, no, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to win the November election, but it is a pretty steep hill to climb for Roxanne Qualls. She has to go out and find votes. And you have to remember that the turnout is going to be much higher in the November election than in this election yesterday.
Now, yesterday the turnout was really low. I've not heard of an election with this low of a turnout, less than 6%.
Right.
Why did people stay away?
Well, I mean, it's the lowest I've ever seen, and I've been doing this now for about 40 years. And I think there were a couple things going on. I think just plain apathy. People aren't focused on it yet. They aren't focused on elections. And number two, I think there was an assumption by a whole lot of Cincinnati voters that this was not really a contest. The two minor candidates, Jim Burns and Queen Noble, they weren't going to win. So there was an assumption that Cranley and Qualls would win this thing. And a lot of people just stayed home and said, man, you know, we'll decide in the fall who we're going to vote for. I mean, even if you had only counted the absentee ballots last night, Cranley and Qualls would have been the top two vote-getters.
It seems interesting that you say in 40 years you've never seen it this low.
In a candidate race, yes.
In this kind of a race. But even in 2001, during the 9/11 attacks.
Yeah, 2001, it took place on September 11th, exactly 12 years ago today, and we all know what happened that day. And the nation was riveted and torn apart and mourning over the terrorist attacks in New York City and Washington, and almost 15% of the people showed up at the polls for the mayoral primary that day. It was between Curtis Fuller and Charlie Lucan and a couple of minor candidates. And even on a day like that, you had almost three times as many people vote.
So that really does say something about the turnout yesterday. As we look towards the future, what kind of campaign can we expect from Qualls and Cranley? Are they going to have to change what they're doing? Or,
well, I think from Cranley's standpoint, I think he keeps up, you know, pretty much the same drumbeat that he's had so far, where he's hammering away at Qualls on issues of leadership and accusing her of wasteful projects and the parking meter deal. Qualls is going to have to go on the offensive and, you know, try to go out and explain her position on the issues a little better and get her message out to the voters. Now, I'm sure there are a whole lot of Roxanne Qualls voters who did not show up yesterday. So whatever happens, I think it's going to be a much closer race in November.
Do you think it'll continue to be negative?
I do. I think it'll be negative attacks, you know, from start to finish.
Thanks, Howard.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU political reporter. You can read his column and his blog at WVXU.org.